Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with a driver who went from the Georgia Karting Center years ago to today becoming the Wisconsin Dirt Track State Champion, Josiah Kashati. Then we'll speak with Legends winner Charlie Beals, and we'll have a conversation with Dirt Late Model winner Ross Robinson. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Georgia at Livonia, Brandon Cornbread Haley and Drew Collins getting wins. Stephen House and Rod Roberts victorious at the Baja Winder Barrow. Lakeview Speedway in South Carolina, the Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Model Go goes once again to Brandon Dockery. Carson Quapple wins the big one at Martinsville, Virginia. The Virginia Triple Crown goes to Peyton Sellers. Dodge Carlbert victorious at Auburndale in Florida. Five Flags crowns Carson Brown, the Pro Late Model Champion. The ASA and Blizzard Champion is Casey Roderick. Beckham Malone and Troy Van Allen victorious at Rockfish in North Carolina. Beckley, West Virginia to Brandon Umberger. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, proud to say that I knew him when, back at the Georgia Karting Center when we got to meet, and now all the way up to the 2024 Wisconsin Dirt Track State Champion from the Harvest Hustle victories he just had over the weekend at Thunder Hill. A great year for Josiah Kashati. Hey, Josiah, welcome to the show. What a wild year. And now not only having this title, but did you just get your driver's license? What are you going to be running around on those roads in Minnesota now?
Yeah, getting my driver's license is very fun. I haven't ran around yet. Been busy with racing, but stay off the roads, because if I'm coming through, you'll definitely hear me.
Josiah Kashati, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the Wisconsin Dirt Track U.S. Legend State Champion, and he grabbed that title and then the Harvest Hustle title, both at Thunder Hill Raceway up there in Wisconsin. And we've known each other for years and years and watched him and his brother Teddy and the entire family as they've continued their march up the racing ranks and such. So winning this championship, what's it like, running from the kart racing days, which were on dirt, now over to U.S. Legends? How much fun is it to drive a U.S. Legends car on dirt and win this championship?
It's real fun. It's a... It was a really good accomplishment for me to get on my roster. And the guys at Thunder Hill Speedway, they're really good people. The Cummings family, bringing the Legends cars in was really good for them to do. And it's been a blast, and I've had fun doing it. And
Thunder Hill, if I remember right, is kind of like a Millbridge-sized racetrack, a little different shape, but overall kind of that same size for the folks that know Millbridge from watching it on Dirt Vision.
Yeah, so it's around the same size. They run around the same classes there. They run flat track. They ran go-karts there. They've ran midgets. They've ran micros, and they've ran the legend cars there.
And
so it's pretty round. It's around the same size.
Yeah, and Josiah Kashati has gotten himself now the 2024 Wisconsin Dirt Track U.S. Legend State Championship, as well as grabbing the Harvest Hustle, a special event they had last weekend there at the Thunder Hill Raceway. But you've been putting a lot of work into this, and I think my numbers are close from stealing them from your social media. 2,000 races at Pro Kart Indoor in Maple Grove, amounting to more than 60,000 indoor laps. That's a strong commitment for a young man. What motivates you each and every time to get out of bed and go do that? And how much, does that do each week? How many times are you there at Pro Kart to gain all that experience?
So usually we go there once a week, mainly on Sundays. And they've really been a blessing to us over the years. over the winter season, they've really helped me keep sharp. Unlike you guys down south where you have races all year, we have snow banks up here, so we don't really get a lot of racing when it's winter. But they've just been such a blessing to us, and getting all the laps and has really helped me stay sharp, and it's helped me on road course, asphalt, and dirt oval.
Well, now, Josiah, when it gets to snowy and you've got this driver's license, you got to remember as well, though, that snow is not always a good cushion. There could be a fire hydrant in there or a car or something, right?
Sometimes the snow banks are real high. Sometimes they're real low. That's the advantage we have up here, is we have snow, and you guys usually don't up here. So we sometimes get to do some fun stuff up here that you guys miss out on.
A lot of sliding sideways and a lot of laps indoors. Josiah Cacciotti, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the 2024 Wisconsin Dirt Track State Champion of the U.S. Legends. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers exhaust all the parts and people, parts and pieces that go with it, as well as great people. Just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. Brother Teddy was on the show some years back and such. I understand he's racing modifieds now, and you're working on the car. Does working on the modified translate to a little bit more knowledge and insight into what you're doing racing in the Dirt Legends car?
It does help a lot. Teddy has a USRA dirt modified, and that's been a journey this year. He's done really well in that. He got fourth a couple weeks ago with some really good drivers, and it's been a blast for us to run with that thing. He's done really well.
He doesn't race at the same track you do, so on weekends kind of split up and such. Do you still try to compare notes during races to help one another out with ideas and ways to, you know, advance throughout the heats and into the features, or do you have to wait till you download at home? What's the communication like?
Yeah, so I will watch him when he's on the track, and I'll tell him how the track changes and where fast people are running, where he can improve, where he's pulling away from people, really help him out. And sometimes we look at the footage afterwards, or my mom takes footage from the stands, so sometimes we look at that.
Congratulations on that title. Great to catch up with you. Please say hi to the rest of the family. Thank you for joining us at the ProFab Hotline. And fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. We'll test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines for the 4th annual Women with Drive, driven by Mobil 1 Summit, taking place in Indianapolis, Indiana, December 9th through the 11th, to kick off PRI Show Week. As a property of Women in Motorsports North America, this conference brings together both women and men to discuss the current issues and needs to advance opportunities for a more diverse and inclusive environment to help grow the motorsports industry. Head to womenwithdrivesummit.com to learn more and register now.
Raising country, music from the fast lane.
Hey, it's Kathy Martindale and Paul Shad on Racing Country.
Hi, I'm Christopher Bell, and this is the fastest 2 hours on the radio, Racing Country. I still have a lot to prove to compete at the level that I want to compete at. We have more to accomplish in the sport, and we want to do better than what we've done the last 2 years.
Racing country, music from the fast lane.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner from last weekend at Carteret County, now up to five in a row, as a matter of fact, in the Legend Series, Charlie Beals. Hey, Charlie, welcome to the show. Am I right? Dillon Motor Speedway, Carteret, Langley, some of the tracks in this five-win sweep that you've got going. What's making the magic?
We've had a lot of good speed recently, and we've had good speed all year, but this past month and towards the end of the year, usually every year for since we've been in the Legend car, just it's all come together and we've done what we've had to end up in victory lane.
Charlie Beals, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, chatting with us about his five wins in a row and just the success that really is coming to him and his 860 Motorsports team in the U.S. Legends divisions. You talk about, our cars had speed, and I hear drivers say that, but speed is just one part of it. The darn thing's got to turn at the end of the straightaway, or you're going to go into something that, might bruise you up or worse. What is making the combination there successful for you? Speed is one thing, but how, with communication with your team and all the things that are working together, what is one of the, things that you see that you've improved on over the last few months that has helped, the rise in these victories?
Absolutely. I mean, we've had a big transition with the AFCO shocks this year, just learning them, getting the new out of them. Once we figured those out, it was constant top three finishes every weekend. And a lot of racing it's obviously not just the cars, the driving, it's how the race goes, and it can change legitimately every weekend. So having it all come together it's unbelievable. The feeling of having even just one win, let alone five in a row, especially like this weekend, one of the hardest races we've had all year, just having to drive the crap out of that car and getting lucky, getting around the other competitors and ended up in victory lane.
Yeah, I saw that you said it was the quote I think I saw was one of the toughest races of the year, and having to drive the heck out of it to be able to get it. Charlie Beals is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. What was it, the competition just not letting anything slip on their end that made it that much tougher for you to do the magic to get this fifth win in a row, or was it some other part of the combination there that made it tougher?
Yeah, it was the competition. I mean, they were on point, and that's one of the best parts of racing. It's just having someone hard to race against, because it makes you work harder for it. But we had a really solid car all day. I think we qualified third, got up to second at the start, and played cat and mouse, just trying to catch Scotty B and trying to get around him, and then finally run lap 15, got around him, and drove away.
Charlie Beals, he's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. How much fun is that cat and mouse game? It may, be a little tough when you're gripping the steering wheel, but after you get done with a race like that, is that part of the satisfaction that you did have somebody as strong as the competition was to be able to play this cat and mouse, this chess game at full speed with them and come out with the victory?
It really is. I mean, I think I got out of the car in victory lane, and I leaned up against the car. I was legs shaking, just my body was like, why are we doing this? Having that, knowing I had to work that hard for it and coming out on top.
Five in a row, Charlie Beals taking that fifth win last weekend at Carteret County. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. How are you balancing this with, I understand you're in school now, going to college. What is that like? And is in any way studying, making your brain, more capable of producing great racecraft? Are they helping one another?
Maybe a little bit. It's interesting studying mechanical engineering, actually the mechanical side behind the car. It's not just driving, it's everything that goes into it. But I couldn't be able to do any of this without my dad working on the car during the week, making sure it's right. And, come back Friday night, go race Saturday, and head back to school on Sunday. And I don't think I could do it without him in any aspect of the word.
Am I correct? Liberty is where you're going to school?
Yes, sir.
And you're on campus there?
Yep. Staying on campus Monday through Friday, and then coming home on the weekend and driving race cars.
Well, I don't think it's too far to a Hunt Brothers Pizza location. So if you got that hunger, you know, our good friends at Hunt Brothers. But Charlie Beals finding all kinds of yummy things at Victory Lanes. The last five in a row in the Legends car, five straight for him as our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So where does this go? You know, do you come down and race other races during, you know, the winter? Do you go to winter nationals? How does school and such balance? Where are folks going to be able to see you over the months? You know, try to keep this streak alive.
I mean, the plan is to keep racing every weekend. We'll go ahead to nationals, Dominion Raceway, in a few weeks and see how we can perform there. That being one of our closest tracks to home. So I'm really excited for that, and then for them to be back in Virginia. And then over the winter, keep racing on our normal schedule, maybe hit a few kart races. And I mean, I like to say the opportunities are endless for next year. And even if it's not a legend car, it could be anything from a go-kart to a late model. I'm just happy being in the seat on the weekends, going to the racetrack with my dad.
One of the great smiles in Victory Lane. It just reaches through from the pictures. You could tell this is a young man that is right in the prime and certainly enjoying the racing victories. Five in a row, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Charlie Beals, winning in three different states over just the course of this tremendous accomplishment. Where can folks find you on social media?
Charlie Beals Racing on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow him, because a lot of other racers are following him all the way around the track while he ends up in Victory Lane. Charlie Beals, congratulations on this great run. Hopefully it continues for now as long as you want it to continue. We appreciate you being a guest of the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
NASCAR's Wild Card Weekend. It's a blur, just how it's supposed to be. Wide open weekend, Wild Card Race. The ultimate NASCAR experience. Camping, concerts, tailgating, and an edge of your seat thrill ride in NASCAR's playoffs. Think your driver's making the cut? Good luck. The Bank of America Robo 400, October 12th and 13th. It's a wide open weekend and a Wild Card Race. Get your tickets today at charlottemotorspeedway.com.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass. Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
I mean, it's its own animal. It's got its own feel to it, and that's not a bad thing.
Talking about a road course this day and age with these cars and Watkins Glen, a lot of crashes happen there and restarts.
There's just always crazy things that seem to happen. So, yeah, you just got to kind of take it week by week.
For the station near you, check us out at goprn.com.
Hi, this is PRN's David Stiles. Join me each week when I head over to JC's Garage to talk the latest NASCAR news.
I think all of those guys can win races at any given date. And I think that's what's going to make this playoffs really, really exciting.
Earlier in the season, when you asked me who's going to be the next driver to get their first win, I thought it would be Ty Gibbs, and it just hasn't materialized for him yet.
JC is only 16, but he's plugged into the sport unlike anyone you've ever met. That's JC's Garage, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the winner at Potomac Speedway last weekend in the Dirt Super Late Model Division, Ross Robinson. Hey, Ross, welcome to the show. I know we've had the Mrs. Amanda Whaley at the time on, now Amanda Robinson on, but it's great to have you on as well. And what a season it's looked like. I mean, even just the month of September, Knoxville kind of okay, just outside the top 10. Brownstown last week, 11th to a top five finish. And then Potomac, with all that you were able to cover there and winning the money and all that stuff. What's been the magic? Did you change your breakfast cereal? Did you start doing some kind of, yoga exercise? What as a driver are you doing to perform at this high of level? It's cool to watch.
Well, thanks for having me. First off, I appreciate it. Probably say the fact is we just built a new house this summer, so we got a mortgage now. So I got to make sure I run good.
That's right. Ross and Amanda got the new place, and definitely, or she'll be in the house, and the doghouse will be where Ross will be our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, taking the victory at Potomac as he gets ready for the Pittsburgher this weekend in the Lucas Oil Series up at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Ross, one of those rising drivers that you see starting to edge his way towards bigger and bigger victories. And, what is it like going to all these tracks? Are you picking up things now quicker? Is that part of the process of developing your racecraft, where when you go to Knoxville, now you see something quick? You go to Brownstown, you even see it quicker. And then back home in the Potomac area, and now all of a sudden it's like slowed down. I hear that type stuff from drivers as they progress. Is that starting to become part of what you're seeing and feeling?
That's probably a safe assessment. I mean, it all comes back to just time and experience. Sometimes things have happened quicker for certain drivers or certain teams. Some success has kind of come to what seems a little easier and a little faster. But that doesn't mean that anybody else is working any less or taking it any less serious. Just sometimes it takes a little more time for the pieces to fall into place and things to just click, or just the right timing. And sometimes there's no reason at all. It's just your time. Well, and you get the right pill draws, you get the right line on a restart, and sometimes things are just meant to go your way. Like I joked with my car owner before one time, I said the movie, the football movie, The Replacements, in that movie they talk about like quicksand. Sometimes the harder you work, the more you can sink in. And sometimes that's how I've felt in the past. But at the end of the day, you just got to just keep working at it and hope things go right at some point.
Well, they are going right for our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Ross Robinson, the winner at Potomac last weekend, capping off a September where you could see the progression, and now into October with more and bigger events coming up. Ross Robinson on the profabrication.com hotline. Speaking of profabrication, headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it. Just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. Ross, I understand you took Profab headers to victory lane last weekend at Potomac.
Yes, we did. We've been running their product for probably, I'd say, 4 years or so now, and never had any issues. And Andy and the guys down there are always just a phone call away whenever we need something or have a question.
Wow, definitely an endorsement from a driver on the rise, using the product for years and years, Ross Robinson at Profabrication. Ross, you spoke about, humbly, the way, your progression has become. And dirt super late model drivers tend to be a little bit more on the not shy side and not humble side. But what is it about your personality? You're just this quiet, get the job done kind of workman attitude there in the pits. How does that fit you in that wild world of everybody's got to post, anything they do with the rest of, or a lot of the rest of the super late model guys?
I don't know. I mean, probably just goes back to a lot of like how I was raised and brought up and taught to race by my dad. Just nose to the grindstone type of mentality. Just don't worry about the flash and the lights. Just keep working, and the results and everything else can kind of do the speaking for you. I've always had a lot of people tell me I need to show more confidence or be more confident in myself, and they're probably not wrong. But it's just a personality trait that I've always had, and I'll probably never break. I'm just kind of like a more quiet, reserved person, especially if I'm not real familiar with you or type of thing. But at the end of the day, we all doubt ourselves when we're struggling or having a hard time or bad runs or thing like that. But I mean, I know deep in my heart, I feel like I can compete. I'm not saying I can win national championships or national races every single night out, but I feel like when the cards fall and catch the right breaks, I feel like we can compete and make some noise. And at the end of the day, that's all I want to be able to do, is just show that I'm competitive and I feel like I belong.
You can certainly see that in the progression of the results of our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Ross Robinson, winning at Potomac, a track that would be closer perception to a home track to him. But the other tracks all across America moving in solidly into the top 15, top 10, top 5. That is a progression that a driver is going to do big things. You got a wrestling belt as well in this win at Potomac. How special is it to get a wrestling belt at a super late model race?
It's pretty cool. It's definitely like one of them unique trophies that aren't, say, run of the mill or anything like that. It's someone like win our house. We're working on getting like an office and I say like memorabilia room per se, like a lot of Amanda's and I's special moments over our careers, and that's probably one I'll hang on to a lot because of the meaning of the night, where it was a Darrell Hills Memorial race. And I spent a lot of Friday nights at Potomac when I was getting my start in super late models and run a lot of laps there and race with Darrell a lot back before I went on the road to start traveling to other areas and everything. So it was cool to like to be out on the road like we are, but then come back to a place where a lot of people got to see me really early start of super late model racing and pick up a win. And hey, it might not have been the biggest paying race or the most covered race or anything like that, but that shouldn't take away from the drivers and cars that were there that night, because there were some very talented cars and teams that were there.
And a very talented driver took that win. Ross Robinson, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Ross, congratulations on the victory. Keep up the fantastic work. Good luck at the Pittsburgher this weekend and on towards the World Finals and beyond. Ross Robinson, our guest. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, this is Carson Osvar, and you're listening to Country Radio Hall of Famers Kathy Martindale and Paul Shad on Racing Country Classic.
It's Kathy and Tim McGraw.
I can see you getting more into the technical. I can see you producing.
It's a fun thing to learn. I enjoy doing it. When I get the opportunities to do it, I try to learn as much as I can.
Hey, it's Kathy Martindale and Paul Shad on Racing Country Classic.
Racing Country Classics.
NASCAR's Wild Card Weekend. It's a blur, just how it's supposed to be. Wide open weekend, Wild Card Race. The ultimate NASCAR experience. Camping, concerts, tailgating, and an edge of your seat thrill ride in NASCAR's playoffs. Think your driver's making the cut? Good luck. The Bank of America Robo 400, October 12th and 13th. It's a wide open weekend and a Wild Card Race. Get your tickets today at charlottemotorspeedway.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. This weekend is our 1,000th episode of PRN at the Track. I want to thank all of you for listening. I want to thank Kent Bernhardt for his tireless work putting together these shows all throughout the years. Kent Bernhardt, a man that has really done a great job for grassroots racing behind the scenes. And hopefully our little show about the people of grassroots racing has continued to reach out. We got plenty more to do. We're not stopping here. 1,000 down and hopefully many, many more to go. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was presented by ProFabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza, Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.